Okay, so we are holding on page 172 in the Sefer. We continue with the topic of Asefa, compiling Torah. So the learning today should be Eschus Ilan Nishmas Chaim Shim Shinaye and Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Ibn Chaim Menachem Ben Tzion. It should also be Eschus for Refuah Shleimah for Chaim Moshe Yeshua Ben Malka Chaim Dov Ben Menachem and Chanaliah Bas Shein Dorachel, as well as Eschus for all those in the Makom Sakana in Eretz Yisrael, including Azriel Baruch Ben Penina and Daniel Shlomo Ben Rosteka, who are both currently serving. So as I said, we continue with the topic of Asefa. And he says like this. He's talking till now about how you need to be concise and you can't schlep it out because there's no purpose in doing so. There's no purpose in someone learning the Minei Bei of a Na'achrein. So he says like this, V'chein on page 172 in the middle. V'chein writes a lichtai pshatim. Someone who wants to write the pshat, Asher Chanani Hashem al Tanakh, that Hashem has graced him on Tanakh. And he points out here that it's Chanonai Hashem, that anytime someone has Chedushim, it's always a gift from Hashem. So if you want to do that, on my Maamarei Chazal, Im writes, says she, Hey Yad Rabim, Mashmeshas Bai, if you want many people to use it and refer to it, Lo Yelech Barucha, don't write it long winded. And the Yetzim Lechas Hadrush, Lechas HaPilpul. And don't jump from explaining Tanakh to explaining Drashas Midrabanan. And start going all over the place. In other words, don't turn. He's basically saying, let's say you want to write a sefer on Parshas HaShavua, and you want to write your chedushim. Don't turn it into a pilpul where you run all over the place and you pull from all these different sources, and then you basically go off tangent. Ela yichtoy piskei piskei al seder haTanach v'hashas. Follow the order of either Tanakh or the Gemara. And in that way, it's easy to follow. Someone wants something on Parshas Tazria, so he can follow, the order and find it on Parshas Tazria. Devarim says the best type of pshat is to take words and like Devarei Torah, sprinkling it with Musar and Yerushalayim. Sham Musar anemar al pasuk who masuk midvash ramid lizikar b'nei. Says when you tie in a Musar concept to a pasuk. It's more pleasing than honey, and a person remembers it more. That's why so many of the Divrei Torah Parshas HaShavua, yeah, you have, some that are just generic pshatim and just chedushim, but a lot of times it's more in the format of you're bringing out a lesson, you're trying to teach something from Tanakh and from Parshas HaShavua. And that's the most common type. And he says that's the most effective way is you ask a kasha on a pasuk. And then you bring an answer, and from that you bring out a lesson from one of the parshas HaShavua. In this way, you devarav nikroyim v'niskarim v'nemarim. Your words will be read, remembered, and repeated. Bivatei kinesiyah shel tamidei chamim u'bivatei midrashos in shuls and in bivatei midrashim. V'yeh mezakeh sarabim, and you will be mezakeh many. V'sesanik v'deshe nafshah b'yosef seisa doivos bekever. And he talks about the fact that you will also be zoicheh. That when people are benefiting from your works after Misa, so you have what's called Daivavais, Sif Sais of Daivavais Bekever, what's referred to as that when someone learns your Torah, your lips move in the grave. So, for example, we learn Rashi. So every time we learn Rashi, the Gemara says Rashi's lips move. Now, what does that mean? Everyone, there are, I don't know, let's throw out a number. Let's say there's 10,000 people learning Rashi at any given point in time. So is Rashi's mouth moving like the Micro Machines guy? It's some sort of hana that Rashi is getting, which is referred to as Sifsaisa Dovois Bekev. I think the Rav once talked about
The
this.
Peleites.
What?
The Peleites.
Peleoids, right? We're learning Peleoids right now. Very good, Dave. But I don't think it means literally that the words are his lips are actually moving. Because, but it means some sort of hana. Zehu derech yeshara lefi daita chiburim. This is the proper path, in his opinion, for anyone who wants to put chedushim together. And now he ends off with his final idea, which we'll end off the piece with, which is it's sort of a warning to people who want to do this. He says, "Amnam habali asufay shem asum kitzurei dinim." He says, people who want to do, for example, what Moshe David does. People who want to put together Piskei Halachos and put it in an easy-to-follow format so that it's readily available, he cautions you with a few ideas. He says, first of all, tzrichim lizar harbe, you have to be very careful, shlo yikantzu limlachazu, not to undertake this, elam ken yicholim la'asos al maskunta, if you have the ability to do it properly, kihechi deloy tepak minei churba. Otherwise, you will create a churban. And we can imagine that if it's not properly researched and you don't properly look at the relevant svarim before you put out your psak, you could be misleading people down the wrong path, right? So if you put out a halacha sefer with psak and you just put in half effort and you only look at half of the svarim and not the other half, so you could create a churban because you're putting it out as psak. And basically, people are going to rely on you. People are going to open up. Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. So I do this. I'm sure many of you do it. Your wife asks you, "Can we do this on Shabbos?" What do? You're at home. You pop open a Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. You go to the index and you look what he says, right? And he writes it there. Yes, no, or some say. So, but if you're going to do that and you aren't properly researching it, you're going to create a churban where people like me in their home are going to rely on your psak. And you didn't properly research it. You have to have many various svarim to research, rishonim, and you have to literally look at all of them, the eon, yafe, yafe, very well. You can't just, peruse in a very light, with light reading through the paiskim. Don't rely on general conclusions. If you don't properly be ma'ayin in the topic yourself, then there's room to make a mistake. And don't, he says, and you can come out that you published the exact opposite of what it says in the sefer if you're not careful, right? One word, one simple word, or one misunderstanding of a word. I'll give you an example. You have the word ain. Ain in the Gemara. Ain means no, but in means yes, and there's no nekudais. So if you leave out one dot from the tzeireh and you write in instead of ain, you change the psak from no to yes. So you have to be very careful. He says he finds many times he found errors where people wrote not just when they quoted or when they came to a psak when they were compiling, not just that they wrote they didn't copy properly, but they actually wrote the exact opposite psak. He says, therefore, when you are reviewing these svarim, basically the way to use these svarim, he said, is not necessarily to rely on them completely. And I'll give you the caveat in a second, like for example, my example with the Shmir Shabbos Kelchazah, but not to just blindly go in, but rather to use it as a research tool. At the end of the day, ask your LOR. Ultimately, for psak, he says, or if you're a bezdin, you're gonna take money out and basically rule in dine mamonis based on these svarim. Says until you researched it step by step, until you saw the source yourself. So the caveat that I will give you to this is if your LOR, for example, your Rav tells you that yes, you can rely on the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. I have seen it and it's very well researched, and you can rely on his psak. And the Rav himself will tell you sometimes look in there. So now all of a sudden, now that's okay. Or Moshe David Sefer, where the Rav will tell you, and the Rav gave Askama, and the Rav will tell you, yes, Moshe David did the research, and I know personally that you could rely on it. But what he means is Stamazoi, if a guy in Eretz Yisrael, you walk into a svarim store, and some guy from Eretz Yisrael put together various Piskei Tshuvas, and you don't know who the guy is, and you don't know anyone who gave a Haskama that you could rely on. So now all of a sudden, you can't just rely on that. Oh, I saw a heter in this sefer. I never looked up his source. I never did the research on my own, but I saw he wrote a heter. So all of a sudden, I'm going to rely on that kula. He says that's not the right approach. Shamati says, Aymrim, and now he's going to talk about a sefer, or rather, a author that we're very familiar with. He says, Shamati Aymrim, I heard that they said, the sefer Me'am Lo'yeis, which was a little bit before his time, was Rabbi Yaakov Kuli from Constantinople, who wrote the Me'am Lo'yeis. It's a very, even to today, it's a very well-read and well-received sefer. He does a lot of midrashim, a lot of pirushim on Tanakh, and people like to read it. It's written, it's even translated into English. So you have the Me'am Lo'yeis anthology, a very popular sefer. But he says that he also did v'zach v'zikas Rabbim, and he brought merit to himself and to others with that sefer. He says, however, he did also a kitzur on halacha. The chacham in his generation were not pleased with that sefer. The fact that he compiled piskei Because there were many people in his area who, in Turkey, who only knew how to read his sefer, because his sefer was written in Ladino. And so there were many people that didn't know how to read Aramaic, the Gemara, didn't know how to read Hebrew to read Shulchan Aruch, but they knew how to read his sefer, which was written in Ladino. The Kablim Devar of Kinesinos and Misinai, and basically they did no research whatsoever, and they blindly went with his psakim. And he says, as if it was Torah Misinai, and so using his sefer where he compiled things, they never bothered to ask Rabbanim anymore, and they never bothered to do research. And they relied on it. And I will tell you that, David, you could speak to this better than I can, in terms of art scroll translating Mishneh Berurah and translating Shulchan Aruch, where I'm pretty sure, I think you told me or someone told me, that that when they were talking about doing their translations, the one thing they were told not to do is not to do Shulchan Aruch and not to do Mishneh Berurah, because they don't want people being their own Rabbanim and Paiskim in their own houses. And you don't know about that. I definitely Shulchan Aruch for sure. I think Mishneh Berurah too, unless they are doing Mishneh Berurah. But Shulchan Aruch I know for sure, because they didn't want that people would be their own Dayanim and their own Rabbanim. And basically, you'd never need to go to a Rav, because you'd pop open an art scroll and paskin based on that. He says sometimes there's going to be a certain halacha that newer Svarim will argue and be machmir on, and it's haka right to be machmir. That if you have something that's written in a different language, and that, for example, Moshe David Sefer, Moshe David himself will tell you that this is what Rebelski said, and Moshe David will tell you who said it, and I'll bring you a source on the bottom, and Moshe David himself will tell you that you can ask a Rav. But again, a lot of times it's funny, because a lot of times the Rav himself will tell you, look at Moshe David Sefer, you know, for especially kashrus related stuff, because obviously Moshe David is a bucky in that area, but that's the idea. The idea is not to blindly use the sefer without ever going to a rav. And although someone can argue that there's no purpose for these svarim, it's not true, because what we're saying now is, so if you're not relying on, let's say the ma'am lawyers is psak, you're not relying on Moshe David, so what's the point? So what he's saying is, it's still enough that you should be aware that there is a shaila in that area. There's still a point where you have a reference point to say, at least to start the conversation of, okay, I saw in this sefer, he brings down this kula. Now you go to your Rav and you say, can I rely on this kula? But at least you have some of the facts, the relevant facts. They lishol chacham in order to ask a tamach chacham. He says, v'yesh as levavi lichtav, he talks about his own desire. Lichtav sefer, asef as dinam v'kitzer, he wants to write such a compilation of halachas. Ach le'ektav elamahu aser v'lo yisker samutter. I'm only going to write things that are aser and not, he's not giving you kulas, he's going to give you only things that are aser l'man le'tetze takal kazu. He wouldn't want to create, as Apelia is talking, not to create a takala through his hands. And now, final point. The Gamrai Labali Asufais, it also is very important for someone who compiles such works, she asked Taiva Shlema, that you do a complete chesed. Don't do half of a job. Right? Don't be an index. Don't be a glossary where you tell people, okay, for this, look over here. For this, look over here. Without telling people what the sefer says. Let's say he tells you, okay, go look at the tshuvas Noida Behuda. And you happen to be in a place where the Noida Behuda, there isn't a copy available within walking distance. So now, how does that help you? The guy did the work. The guy looked what the Noida Behuda said, knows that it's relevant to this topic, but didn't tell you in a summary what the night to be who this said. And now you have no clue and you don't have access to the sefer. By Reza Daime says this is similar. Someone brings you to a spring, but they don't take the muzzle off the animal, or they don't take the mask off the person, right? So you're given a cup of water, but you can't possibly drink it. Right? So summarize it. If you're going to do this, then summarize what it says in that sefer. Yes. Should the person potentially look it up and do his own research? Yes. Should the person go to his Rav if he's not capable of doing his own research? Yes. But at the very least, don't just say, see this sefer. And rather, if you're going to do this, summarize what it is that it says in that sefer so that the person can At least, again, have a starting point, or at least have a reference point of some idea of what the psak is that he is going to be researching, because sometimes he's going to need a quick answer. And at least if he has it summarized by you and he doesn't have time, it's an emergency, and he doesn't have time to ask a Rav, at least he has some reference point that he can make some sort of decision based on the summary.